Red. It's awesome. Clash.
Welcome back. This is Reddit Talks Clash. It is a podcast hosted by the mods of r/Clash of Clans. I am Congressman Cool Rick. Join me today, Vanessa Baxton. You guys know him as Liam. And Magic Jr. Magic is the developer of the Clash King bot, which you guys, if you don't know, we're going to talk about it. And he's also starting his own podcast soon. It's going to be Clash King Talks. So, Magic, how are you, man?
I'm good. Like I mentioned, a longer day than expected, but I'm here, so works out.
That's good. Liam, how's it going?
Yeah, so far so good. It's 1 a.m. over here, but I'm not pretty good.
Yeah, thank you for staying up late and helping out. Spencer had some kind of math emergency he had to run off to and take care of. And Sam, I don't know, he said he's going to some kind of con, like Anthrocon or something. I don't know. But it sounds fancy. I know he said he had had to get some kind of suit specially dry cleaned for it. But anyway, awesome show. We're going to dive right into this. Magic, go ahead and tell us about yourself, when you started playing Clash, and just kind of your whole journey to be the man who you are today.
Yeah, I guess I started back in, I guess shortly after it came out. I mean, I guess 2013, maybe. Like, I was 11 at the time or 12, and I just found the game, I guess, you know, just being that young, always looking for games to play. So I just played from then. I probably got to like Town Hall 7 or 8, and also being 11 or 12, I accidentally deleted the app. And this was before, you know, Supercell ID or any of that, and I couldn't figure out how to get the account back. So I just didn't play for like until, I don't know, probably 4 or 5 years when some kids in middle school were playing it. And I kind of got back into it for a couple years. And then didn't play again until COVID. And I've been playing since, basically. At first, I was actually playing with some family members. We all just had a bunch of time. And yeah, just been playing since. For probably the first year, though, like from first year of 2020, or first part of 2020, I didn't really play. And obviously before that, I never really took the game very seriously. And then eventually I found Reddit, and then eventually Discord, and then kind of went from there. And then now I make Discord, you know, a Discord bot. So it just kind of snowballed from there, I suppose.
So before we get into the bot, I guess, how many accounts do you have, and what levels are they?
For simplicity, I have one. I mean, I have others, but I mean, I haven't played on them in like some of them like a year. So, I mean, I probably have like 10, but I only really play on one these days. So,
okay, cool. So yeah, you made a Discord bot. How did that start?
So like I mentioned, I kind of found Reddit, and then, you know, I recruited people through Reddit, and one of the first people I recruited, and he helped me build a clan, and he was like, "Hey, do you have a Discord server?" And I was like, "No." And so that's actually how then I got on Discord, and then I don't remember like how it came about, but eventually we were like, let's build a Discord bot. And so there was actually 3 or 4 of us, and we each built our own bots, and they're all long gone, but that's kind of where it started. After that, there were some issues, and a bunch of people, like, I mean, they're not around because they all retired, so, or quit playing. So after that, we had an alliance, so I shut it down, and I was like, okay, I'm going to find somewhere else. I found another alliance, which doesn't exist anymore either, but then when I joined there, I was like, hey, I have this bot. I notice y'all are, you know, doing these things manually or whatever. You want to try using it, which they did, and I kind of built it a little bit more, but then eventually that alliance died, and there was somebody in one of the servers I'm in who had always talked about, like, trophy pushing. And I was kind of a new Town Hall 14 at the time. Like, Town Hall 14 had also just came out. And they were talking about trophy pushing, and they had a giant family. And it was USA family. So I joined them. And that's, I guess, when I first, like, really started building bots for, like, a big audience. Because there's, you know, a lot of people on that server. And they're heavy bot users. And that was the first bot I built was actually a Legends tracking bot. And even to this day, a lot of people still know my bot as a Legends tracking bot. And so that's kind of where it started. I originally built it for them. Well, actually, before that, I built it not just for them. There was another Legends tracking bot that was charging, and I just thought that was BS, I guess. So it just didn't have the stuff I wanted either. So I built my own, and then other people wanted it, so I spread it to other servers. Even Itsu featured it in a video a couple times. So that was kind of cool, but I also realized at some point that it was kind of, you know, there's only so many people in Legends, right? And there's also just a lot of other stuff outside of Legends, and I realized I didn't want to just focus on that. So I had this other bot, Clash, which was actually called Magic Bot at the time, because I guess I'm a little, I'm not very humble, I suppose. Like, my old alliance was called Magic League. But when I was in USA Fan, the person who had built their main bot retired, and when he retired, I decided I'll take over the functions of it, you know, so the family doesn't lose this great tool. Other people end up wanting it. I mean, that bot was already in 70 servers at the time. So then after that, I just kind of grew it. And then, like I mentioned, at some point, a Legends tracker, I was like, I don't want to focus on this solely. So I just merged the two bots together, renamed it to Clash King, and I guess kind of snowballed to where we are today.
Damn, that's pretty cool, man. And how do you get into like the creative program then?
Well, see, that one's...
if you're allowed to talk about it, obviously.
In general, most people who are in the creator program are like YouTubers or Twitch streamers. And I think even it was kind of a... I won't say unspoken rule necessarily, but it was just kind of assumed that really that was the only way to get in. Because really, there's not very many people who... aren't, like Clash Ninja is one. There's Clash Bot, he's another. But even like Clash Ninja, that was several years ago. The only other Discord bot, like there have been some websites, like I mentioned, but Discord bots even less so. The only one that I know of is Sidekick. And that was like 5 or 6 years ago, I think. So just not really a known thing. But by a set of circumstances, I ended up talking to a community manager and then kind of went from there. And I mean, they kind of reached out to me first, but the whole circumstances I don't really want to talk about.
Yeah. Yeah. I know it's too bad because that is a hilarious story.
I'll say it anyways. I mean, I guess short story, you have to like Legends tracking is originally where it came from, but for some things in the API, like how you get info for Clash, the only way to get it is to check changes. So imagine like somebody has 5,000 trophies, and then just for simplicity, now they have 6,000, we know that they gained 1,000 trophies. So, and there's different statistics that revolve around this, but the more people you track, the faster you have to do it, or the more people you would have to look at per a second. Basically, I hit a point where I was doing it so quickly that it was affecting the API for other users. And I had a conversation about that, I suppose. And then after that, we talked about the creator code and stuff. So I didn't realize it was affecting other people. So I scaled down after that, and that's a whole different story. But
yeah, you're full-on Supercell creator, right? You have your own creator code, don't you?
Yeah, creator code.
Which is what? Go ahead and plug it.
Clash King.
Clash King, right? No, all one word.
All one word, no space.
since I was corrected on that earlier.
And quick question, Magic. Just circle back to the Discord bot. Is it like written in a specific language? Like, was the process hard to set up, verified, and all that? Or can you talk about that a bit?
Yeah, I mean, when I first got it verified, was like Discord was just rolling that out, so it took a while. I think it was like 4 weeks, but. I mean, verifying bots nowadays isn't that bad. I think it's like 24 hours. But as for the language, it's Python. Honestly, that really just comes from that being
kind of like the default.
Like, it could have been any other language, but that's just because I've never done Python at school or anything. So it's just, I just learned it from there. So what I started with. And I'm not changing. In fact, like everything, like I know people have even asked me, you know, suggested other languages for whatever it is. And I'm like, I don't have time for that. And I don't really want to. So
So do you know how many clans or servers actually use your bot now?
It's in 4,150 servers, I believe. Or so right. It's over 4,100. And then clans, there's like a little over 5,000 clans that are connected to the bot.
So I know you said it originally started just as a Legends tracker. What all does it do now?
Some of the core functionality was there from the original bot that I guess you could say I copied from, but we changed a lot of things, but the Legends track is still such a big part of it. Like literally, like every time I go to change something, I'm like, well, I got to make sure that the Legends tracking is still like, you know, it needs to be as accurate as it was, or it still holds a big piece of it in terms of how I decide to do things. But I guess I've tried to shift more towards, I've done some clan management. It has clan management. I guess that's a big part of it, but I'm also trying to move more towards stats as well. And they tie in together as well. You want to know, for example, you'd want to know how your people are doing in Raid Weekend or they're doing in Clan Wars, right? Like, so stats are a big part of it. But not everything that's clan management is stats. And I think I really started with the stuff that's not stats, like rosters for CWL, or if you have an event and you want people to sign up, or managing roles on your Discord server, or having logs so you know when somebody's leaving your clan, they're joining your clan, or, you know, war attacks or legend hits. There's logs for legends hits. So,
well, one of those features you have, which is that you can set a ping reminder for like how many members, like as soon as your clan reaches a certain number of members, you get a ping.
Yeah.
And that's actually one of the things I wanted to implement. And then I saw you had it. I was like, oh, this is so cool. I don't need to do this anymore. So,
yeah. And I mean, so that's kind of why I start with, because that stuff is a little easier because you don't have to like keep a large history. You know, it's just kind of like you look at something, oh, they changed, you know, somebody upgraded their town hall. I mean, that's just easy. You send it to a log and that's it. Now, I've been trying to work more on that stuff, like, oh, this person has a 10% hit rate over the last 6 months. Like, let's do something about that, right? That kind of stuff. And, you know, that takes requires you to track history and stuff. So that stuff's a little bit harder. But actually, the first feature that I added, and it's like in that very first bond, that first alliance that I've carried, is actually a log that post whenever somebody posts in the Clash of Clans recruit server. Because in that first time I was in the Clash of Clans recruit server, subreddit, I would always get, like, you know, I'll just have my phone there and refresh it over and over. And I was like, man, this sucks. So I just end up, that was one of the first things I added, was just a feed into a Discord channel that would ping me so I could be like, oh, this person is looking for a clan. And then if you're one of the first people to a post, like, I would probably say your odds are like at least 50% higher.
Do you have any like plans for like making Clash King into an app, or do you, like, what are your future kind of features planned out for the app or Discord bot in this case?
So it's interesting because Python is not the best language. Like, it's not easy to build a website in just Python, or there's not very many good ways. Same with an app. So that's kind of the handicap I have. I mean, I found some ways that potentially, but it's one of those things that, like, I would, let's put it this way. Like, let's say I wanted to build a website. Like, I know some people who have even built a website for a Clash bot, and it took them like 6 months, right? Starting from scratch. And so for me, it comes down to, do I want to spend 6 months just doing that when I could be spending 6 months adding stuff to the bot? And I do want to build an app or a website, but most of the things I could do on a website, I can just put on the bot. And if I spend time on a website or app, that would be taking time away from the bot. So it's complicated. And I mean, as one person, it's just hard. So
yeah,
eventually, I guess. And it's one of those things too. I'm like, man, if I started right now, you know, that's that much more time I would have spent towards a website or app or both. But it just hasn't happened yet. And kind of something I've been thinking recently is like, you know, websites can be good for like things like graphs or things like that, but I can do that in a Discord bot. It's a little bit harder, but it is possible. So, you know, if I'm gonna spend those 6 months or whatever, maybe it's better spent on that bot. And that's kind of where I've leaned towards at the moment.
Yeah, and it's more like immediate, so up and running straight up. So yeah, it's probably better.
If people do want to see what the Clash King bot all does, and if they want to install it and bring it to their own clan and their Discord servers, where can they do that?
My server is just discord.gg/ClashKing.
All right, that is very easy, and I will include that link in our episode description. So also, I guess, transitioning to the thing that when we first started talking, the thing that really interested me about you was just the massive amount of data that you pull and store on the game and all the statistics that you can give us and the insights those can provide to us about the game as a whole and all those cool little bits of API info that are hidden to most of us mere mortals and all the awesome things we can learn about it. One of the cool things that you helped us on Reddit do, you and Spencer worked together to make this like really 9 charts or something about
there's
11 charts of data about all about the average amount of attacks per district on each, not just on each district and the Capital Peak on Raid Weekend, but at each level as well. So, you know, 4 or 5 levels of these districts. And we have the stats on all of that.
Yeah. And one of the things that's like craziest about like all this data and why sometimes it's been hard for me to like figure out how to present it to people is like even just that, like there's so many different ways to look at it. Like we presented it that one way and somebody DM'd me and was like, hey, can you do it broken down by district loot? I mean, you could break it down by trophies, you could break it down by like, or leagues really, I guess you can break it down by country. Like some people even asked me to break it down by like what rank they are, like only top 100 or top 200. Like there's just all, or you could like break it down by location. Like there's just so many different ways you could break it down. It's like, geez.
One of the most important things I think that we're gonna learn from all these stats too is something that always annoys me on Reddit and just on the internet in general too, is people are egotistical jerks all the time and they always will overstate their own skill level just to try and sound superior to people. But I'll include the link to in our episode description, but just overall, when you're looking at average attacks per district at the max level, so at Capital Peak or Capital Hall 10 and all level 4 or 5 districts, just depending, the average across the whole Clash universe of max is 4.7 attacks on the Capital Peak.
Yeah.
And all the way down to, we're looking at the next hardest one is Dragon Cliffs, which shouldn't surprise everyone, but the average amount of attacks is 3.65 to get down Dragon Cliffs. So really 3 or 4, you're looking at some obviously much higher, and sometimes people two shot it, but that's rare. Even the easiest district, which is apparently Builder's Workshop, is 2.66 attacks on average. So when people come online and they say like you should be two hitting everything, that's not the norm.
Yeah.
So I know like Trample had a huge episode. If you guys listen to other podcasts, I know a couple episodes ago Trample had this big like Mr. Rogers kind of moment in his podcast where he's like, you guys are doing just fine. You know, like I'm proud of you. Everything. You know, it's a hard game. You're doing cool. And I know my first instinct was to like do a counterpoint episode of like maybe you suck and should quit too because you're not that good. But well, and,
classic, you know, Wick.
This is a little bit of a tangent, but I think that's why people liked looking at legend stats so much. And it's actually like the reason I built it was somebody, and speaking of like egotistical or people overstating things, like what triggered me to do it or even look into it was somebody asked me, you know, this person says they got 7 triples in legends today. Is that info in the API? And I was like, no, it's not, but I think we can do it. So of course, so, you know, once we build it, we could just, you know, somebody's like, oh, I got 8 triples in legends today. And you can be like, no, you didn't. Right, you know, whatever. So
yeah, it's been this big hang up of mine too forever, like especially on Reddit. I know it goes all the way back to original CDBL days too, when it was like one of the first like real stats based posts I saw. was someone talked about the hit rate of Town Hall 9s in in CWL. And like Town Hall 10 felt next impossible back then. Town Hall 9 was, I think, one of the most balanced town halls ever, too. But the CWL, like that was the pro scene at the time. The Champions War League, not the Clan War Leagues that we have now. But so original CWL back then, like the Town Hall 9 hit rate was like 25% three stars. And that just blew my mind, because if you were to gauge your own skill versus what people were claiming online, if you had a 25% hit rate, we'd think you were terrible at the game. And so I know it's real nice. I can't wait to see what kind of more stats you bring to the table with this, just because people need a realistic yardstick which to measure their own skill, and just what people say online is not it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like, you got to compare as well, like, the average cash is not going to be on Reddit as well. And so, like, the people on Reddit talking about that will be already at a certain skill level.
It's like I mentioned to Rick, you know, people are always like, oh, Town Hall 15 needs to be made a little harder. And, like, I have, like, 80 million war hits tracked, which it doesn't go back very deep. It's about a month now, or 3 weeks, but the hit rate for Town Hall 15s in that is like 16%. Like, if you want to make it any harder, like, we're talking about going into single digits. Like, how much harder do you really want to make it? Like,
I know there's it's a very loud minority, and like I was just saying, you can't trust a lot of what those people claim too. Like, there certainly are people who have, you know, like there are people you can point to who have an 80% hit rate. You know, if you narrow it down, you know, with a short enough window, you can make it seem like people have a 100% hit rate. Because it's, you know, I'm sure, as you know, it's very easy to make stats show what you want to show. Yeah, when you come with these sample sizes of millions upon millions of clans and players and you know, other accounts, I guess technically not players. Right, you like you can't tell if, like, I assume you can't tell if, right? That would be crazy.
No, between accounts and players, no.
Right. Okay, but yeah, like, just looking at the community as a whole too, having those actual numbers is going to be amazing, and I'm going to continue to bug you for stuff too. I know, just last week too, I know I sent you a message about with a Legends League question, where some butthole on Reddit was making some weird claim about being a Town Hall 14 or 13 in Legends. I don't remember.
Yeah.
And then I asked you, like, hey, like, can you tell, like, can you go back and look and see where the highest Town Hall 14 was in Legends last month?
Yeah, I think it was, like, what, 5,400? Like,
I think it was 55. But then it was also, like, there was like three Town Hall 14s above 5,400, and the highest one was just over 55. And that's really impressive for a Town Hall 14.
I'm going to go look for while we're talking.
Yeah, no, yeah, don't, like, I mean, I can cut out any dead air while you pull up that old, the old graphic or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the other one we looked up, what was it? Somebody was asking, I think somebody asked on Reddit, and I answered, it was like, is Town Hall 10 in Legends good? And it was like, there's 400 people that finished in Legends, so, I mean, you can take that how you want.
I remember being really, really surprised and impressed by that, because there was the top Town Hall 14 finisher in, like, August Legends was just over 5,500, I think. And then there was also a Town Hall 13 at, like, 5,300 something.
Yeah, okay, so I'm up here now. Okay. So let's see, Town Hall 12. Here we go. So Town Hall 14 was, the highest was 5,512. Yeah.
Which is bananas. Like, there are... You know, like, there are seasons where, like, I finish at 5,500, which is, you know, it's not incredibly impressive. You can kind of lazily get there as long as you're doing all eight a day. You can probably get to 5,500. But for 14, that's really impressive, because once you get above, I would say, probably 5,200, you're taking all eight defenses every day. And as a Town 14...
Well, there's even the 13 at 5,338.
Which is bonkers to me.
Like, a Town Hall 12, 5,075. That was the highest. So if you're 13, you can actually make it decently far, I guess. I mean, I assume there's a little bit of luck there, but, you know.
Yeah, there's got to be luck involved on that, too. Like, the last couple days of Legends where maybe you catch some people who have already shielded, and You know, like there's having that data for a couple months in a row and seeing whereabouts Town Hall 13's actually finished will be really cool if you continue to track it, yeah. Please.
Yeah, well, there was a, and then just throw it out, there was a Town Hall 6, just one.
And
they
actually
finished above 5,000. I think it was like 5,015.
Man, a Town Hall 6 getting through Titans is impressive and all, but then doing what I assume is one attack to breach that 5,000 and then not signing up to Legends probably on the last day and then like just shielding it out for the last 12 hours or so. That's still a Town Hall 6 getting that high is nuts.
Yeah.
And now I have access to a stats nerd who can tell me how often that happens once you start tracking this over time.
Unfortunately, that stat, I can't go backwards in time and get it, so that sucks. But I can do it in the future, and since, you know, you asked me.
You told me a stat once that was how many clans are in the game total right now. Do you remember?
In terms of how many actual individual clans, my number, because I've done this before, and I don't know how many of them are dead. Like, I went through war logs and just looked for clans. I didn't verify if they're alive or not, but I got to like 35 million and I stopped there because I was like, this is going to be a pain to verify if they're real or not, or like still around. So there's at least 35 million clans. There is that, or there has been all time, at least 35 million clans. But right now, I only look at active clans, and active clans is about 1.2 million, 1.3 million. And that number isn't necessarily like just something I came up with either. Like, if you look at ClashBot, he has a very similar number. And there's like that guy, Robotic Chicken, on Reddit, and he does the CW well, and he hits about a million clans doing CW well every month. So I would say about 1 million to 1.3 million, because like a million clans did CW well. But like, I think 1.2 million or about 1.2 million did raid weekend. So, I mean, you know, I'm only looking at the clans that are actually doing something.
Right. Yeah. Cause there's, especially with CBL too, once you get into champs, where it limits you to 15, there's a lot of clans who end up splitting up, and you might go to a clan that only does CWL. If we're looking at that number month after month, I think that is going to be a really good indicator on the overall health of the game.
Yeah,
the game's 11 years old and it's gonna die at some point, but I think tracking active clans is one good metric to judge that on too.
Quick question, Magic, when you say active clans, how do you measure whether they're active or not? Is that just whether they participated in CWL and raid weekends, or
it's for my own tracking purposes, because like I mentioned, I can't just spam the API anymore. So the three things I guess I look at is them doing CWL, them doing raid weekend, and then wars. If they've done a war in the last 30 days, because I mean, I mean, are you really an active clan if you're not really doing those three things? And there's not really any meaningful statistics I can pull out of a clan that's not doing any of those things. So
yeah,
that is what it is, I guess. In those clans, there's 36,817,000 players. Not every clan is completely full of active players, but that's how many players I would say are in active clans, or accounts, rather.
Do you have any reliable way to tell how many players at each town hall there are?
You know, you asked me about that, and I didn't pull that data. No.
All right, cool. Well, you know, that's fine. At some point,
I actually forgot about it.
At some point, that would be a cool stat to say. The other thing I asked you about, like, percentile ranges for Legend League's trophies. Did you have a chance to look at that?
Yeah. So for last season, okay. So there was like 930,000 people in Legends last season. 190,000 of them were from 4,900 to 5,000, 214,000 from 5,000 to 5,100, 150,000 from 5,100 to 5,200, 120,000 from 5,200 to 5,300, 94,000 from 5,300 to 5,400, 73,000 from 5,400 to 5,500, approximately 50,000 from 5,500, 5,600, and it just keeps on falling from here. So 5,600 to 5,700 is 20,000. 5,700 to 5,800 is 6,000. 5,800 to 5,900 is only 1,300. And then 5,900 and above, there's about 600 people.
Like the vast, vast majority of people in Legends are under 5,500.
Below 5,000 is almost 1 in 4 people. Almost half of Legends is below 5,100. So it's like, you know, if you basically, if you just pass 5,000, you're already like in the top, you know, 75%. I mean, I guess you could say like 5,500 seems to be where it kind of really narrows down. You know, there's 47,000 people in the next group after that's only 20,000. So just really narrows after about 5,500.
You know, I've been in Legends for years now, and like it's cool to have that like confirmed, I guess, because I've always felt that 5,500 is like that line that really separates people who are pushing seriously and people who just kind of play casually and do 8 hits a day and stuff.
I would say that the second wall, because like, I mean, it also, this changes per season. Like, I guess the wall kind of stays the same, but maybe it moves by 100 trophies when there's a 1 week longer season. But like, I think this is a 4 week season, just looking at the numbers, but I didn't play, so I don't know for sure. But 5,700 seems to be like the other one, like, and that's confirmed here too. Like, there's only 5,000 people at 5,700. And then, you know, the group below that has 20,000 and the group above has 1,000. So like, if you're trying to, like, if you do make it past 5,500, 5,700 has always seemed like the other like wall. Cause if you can really make it past, that's kind of where you start getting into like, if you have a really good day, maybe you can make it globally or whatever. So there's a lot of competition up there.
And I guess just to be clear, these are all where you finish at the end of the season, right?
Yeah, yeah. This is pulled from okay. Where everyone finished at the last of the season. Cool.
I guess kind of circling back to, we talked about the average number of hits it is needed to take down each district. That mm-hmm. was, those stats were from just 1 week. The last week of August, right?
Yeah, unfortunately, I think we posted it after a whole other raid weekend had finished. I think, you know, Spencer got sick or whatever, but yeah, I mean, I guess since then I have like 4 or 5 weeks, so I don't know, maybe we do it again. Maybe we do a larger sample. I think that what you were talking about is like after this update, how that changes.
Yeah, so yeah, that's where I was going with this too, is since you are tracking that each week now, what will be interesting to see is, you know, like as of right now, we have half of a day into this raid weekend with the balance changes that dropped yesterday. Mm-hmm. So just to see if there's a significant change, maybe not this first raid weekend, because it's going to take people a while to figure out, but you know, the next weekend or the weekend following, just to compare to just call it the end of August to the end of September, after people have a chance to trial the new stuff and really figure it out and give creators a shot to show new methods of, you know, two-shotting or maybe even one-shotting certain districts, and just see exactly how big of an impact these balance changes have. Because it was, you know, we didn't really talk about the actual balance changes themselves earlier, but there was a lot.
Mm-hmm.
It was essentially massive defensive nerfs across the board and a lot of buffs to a lot of offensive troops and some spells. The only nerf was, of course, the graveyard spell, and the sneaky archers got kind of nerfed. I don't, from what I've played with today, it doesn't really feel like it mattered. But overall, I don't know. Liam, I know you're huge on Capital.
Yeah, I mean,
have you, like, how's it felt today for you?
It was, I mean, I haven't finished all of them, so I'm still doing a few, but I've actually noticed, well, it depends on who you're attacking. Like, basically, I'm either attacking maxed out bases or almost maxed out bases, like level 4 districts. And basically, it hasn't really changed for level 4 districts. Like, Carl is still super strong and all, and you can still two shot basically every district. And yeah, it's basically mostly for maxed out districts that I've seen a difference, where I'm starting to do 3 hits. So maybe I'm just, you know, bad at attacking as well. So that could be it. Magic, have you done raids yet or seen a difference?
Nope. No, I haven't yet. I know Rick was like, maybe you should try to get some hits in. I didn't get a chance to though, so but I will this weekend.
I'll say how it feels, but of course I'm looking forward to the data that you'll be able to give us in a few weeks too, more than anything. Mm-hmm. Because right now, like, I'm in my in my solo mini clan, and I guess, you know, I do have help and we'll talk about that later, but it's largely a solo clan with most of my minis, but it feels like I'm having the best raid weekend of my life in that clan ever right now. I could just be in a sweet spot. It's all capital District 9 stuff that I'm not really facing a lot of max defenses, but I am two-shotting everything, even Dragon Cliffs, and then three-shotting the Capital Peak, which I don't think I've ever had like a perfect 17-hit raid in that clan at all. And I've done it like three times today.
And what army are you using, Nick?
I am using Graveyard Hogs, which is also funny because this is the first weekend I've ever used that comp. And it's largely because I saw you, Liam, talking about it a lot recently. And I'm like, I'll give it a try. And then, so I just kind of threw an army together and it worked. And I just kept going with it. And it really works. The only thing I didn't use Graveyard Hogs on was Dragon Cliffs. And that was because with the lightning spell change, you can use three lightning spells to take out a dragon hut. So on Dragon Cliffs, it's always default layouts. It always is. It's boring. But I just zapped out two dragon huts in the back and did all archers. You can kill all dragons. Then the second hit is hogs and graveyard spells, and it clears the rest. So so far, what it feels like is massive, massive offensive power increase in the capital, but we'll have to wait and see if the data really shakes that out, and you know, if the data proves that in a couple weeks.
Yeah, that's interesting. I mean I don't keep up with all of that, but I didn't think people want it necessarily easier. At least, you know, the most vocal people,
I guess. This is probably off the top of your head too, but I know it's something that Trample talked about recently on his podcast, and he was looking at, I think, Clash Spot data about just the number of clans participating in Raid Weekend has went down significantly.
Yeah.
Trample's theory was that it was tied to the fact that we can't just buy unlimited loot anymore with raid medals, which probably does have something to do with it too. But also, like,
I disagree.
Capital is just, it's getting stale.
Well, and I think it's, I don't know if I completely agree with the loot change, because also, like, if you look, I don't have the data, but like Clash Spot does, and that's where he pulled that from too, is if you look at CW well, the numbers for that has gone down as well. So it would seem kind of weird that, like, I don't know exactly how that works anyways. Do clans just like poof out of existence and then they come back whenever there's an update? I don't know, but
I know if we're looking at like the one insight I have into data that I'm capable of looking at myself is subreddit traffic. And I know like subreddit traffic has been down month after month for the last, you know, however many months too. And I think it's just Town Hall 15 was hard. The focus on the game was builder base for a real long time, which doesn't excite a whole lot of people. And then we had a Town Hall 15 update that really the only new big thing it added was Super Hogs came in the middle of that, but you know, really the Town Hall 15 refresh update was just here's more levels of stuff, and it did a lot to like really refresh the game, but none of that was like immediately apparent too. That took weeks and months of meta shift to really kind of catch up, and I think Town Hall 15 is in a pretty good spot right now, but it's nothing like exciting that's getting people coming back to the sub day after day either.
Well, I mean, there's also the clan capital update coming in, so that could spice things up if it's getting still, as you said, Rick.
Like winning attacks is fun. Like a lot of people love that, and I think it's just seeing massive defensive nerfs and offensive buffs. It's obviously their goal is to get people attacking better, and clearing these districts faster. So hopefully that translates to fun for the game, I guess.
Yeah. You know, I just came off top of my head when I said, do clans just disappear and then they come back? And that's something I might have to look at, because I can do that. I can see how many, because this, I've seen this on the subreddit too. People ask, you know, is it harder to create a clan? I should be able to look, because, you know, I check and people doing like clans doing wars. I could look and see how many new clans pop up. That would be kind of cool, I think.
Yeah.
See how many new clans are created.
Cool. ClashFan9 wants to know what your favorite thing about the game is.
Boy. You know, honestly, I guess esports, probably. I mean, I really used to enjoy like 5v5 war, and I still do. I mean, I still watch streams and wars and stuff. So just I guess that stems from just like the max town hall level, whatever it is, like, you know, whatever new troops or heroes or strategies. Like town hall 14, I really, really liked. I mean, town hall 15 too, because, you know, but just whatever is new is always fun to see. And how and this esports is always fun, you know, because you see how people who are actually good at the game use those things or deal with them if in the case of a defense. So
do you have favorite streamers that you watch?
You might have to edit this out, but probably ClashFan9.
I was like I thought you're gonna be like Imran.
No.
I was like, let's keep it Clash.
No.
What about you, Vic? What's your favorite part of the game and your favorite streamer?
So I'm a war guy. I'm constantly in wars. I have 10, 11, 12 accounts that I war with constantly. I don't do CWL on all the lower ones. I only do CWL twice, and I would kind of prefer to only do CWL once, just to really like keep focused on Town Hall 15 and champs. The Town Hall 12 to 5 wars that I do with all my mini accounts, those are they don't take up a lot of time. I pre-cook all my armies because I know like 98% of the time I'm going to be able to use like the army I'm comfortable with on any base. So it's rare that I actually have to change it. If I do, that's really only Town Hall 12. So that doesn't take up a lot of time, but I still find it fun just to knock out a 10 versus 10 war in 20 minutes every other day. I love war. That's my favorite thing. And my favorite streamers, if you go by viewing time, like ClashFan9 would be my favorite streamer. He's really the only guy I pop in and view regularly.
What's funny? It's funny you mentioned Amberant, because have you seen the stuff ClashFan9 does sometimes?
Yeah, like CF9 is he has some entertaining streams, so you guys who are listening, if you're not familiar, he's on most nights. It's not always Clash, sometimes it's just BSN or
just
or whatever else. I know this is like we're advertising CF9 more than Clash Magic, than Clash Clans right now. But when it comes to like war coverage though, I really like Carbon. I really like Eric and Itsu. I think are the three guys. And all three of them should be casting Worlds. I don't think it's officially announced, but they put a little like silhouette out of who's going to be casting there. And like Eric's obviously the one with the hat and like Itsu's haircut. You can tell it should be a cool lineup. I think Judo is going to cast Worlds as well.
Yeah, Itsu's definitely.
Yeah. Anyway, like those three guys. I think are my favorites. Maxi did a great job last year too. I hope to be able to watch him cast more as well. Like I really enjoy like, the people who used to be pros when they kind of turn like and real high level pros too. You know, kind of like Tony Romo is the best NFL caller ever.
Yeah,
you know, and the Mannings too. Like they have a really entertaining, you know, when the Manning cast thing, that was always a blast to watch. But guys who really know the full in and outs of the game are always better than people who just kind of like will tell you what they're seeing as you watch it too, without any actual additional insight.
So Magic, just to circle back a bit back on like Discord bots and Lash Queen, what would your like, advice be to like a future developer like yourself? If you could go back in time and give yourself some advice, what would it be?
I'm always hesitant to consider myself like a developer because it's more of like a hobby. to be honest. But man, advice
or like things you do differently, maybe.
Don't
use Python. Ninja says.
No, I like Python. It's like I could say I would do things differently, but like I don't know if it would have ever been realistic, just because, like, once I passed 1,000 servers, I had a lot of different scaling up issues, or even like, you know, the fact that I had to scale back my API requests, or there's these different things, like, you know, even storing all of this data, you know, I'm going to have to move to a new server with more storage. So like, it's like, I could say, you know, start out planning bigger, but like, I just didn't know like that would happen. So it's a little, I mean, I guess I could say plan ahead, but you know, you really don't know what's going to happen, I guess. So.
All right. That is getting close to our hour. So Liam, do you have anyone you want to give a shout out and say hi to?
I want to give a shout out to Trample Damage. He's a great guy, really, really astute. And I was just chatting with him today in your Cranwick, and yeah, just shout out to his podcast as well. And also Magic, I mean, thank you so much for the spot. Like, I've been using this so much, and like, just the ability to do graphs and stuff. Like, I love data and stuff like that. So thanks a lot for all the work you put into this spot.
We had a change of plans. The only shout out I was gonna give today was actually to Liam, unrelated to his jumping in to fill in for Spencer. And thanks for that, by the way. But I was gonna say, you've been killing it on Clan Capital in my little mini clan too. Like, how many accounts do you bring to donate gold in my clan?
I don't think I want to publicly admit that yet, but it's too many.
Yeah, it's like there is no clan chat in there. It's all various Liam leaving and joining.
Liam 76 coins, donates and leaves.
You could like drop your social security and credit card numbers in clan chat, and then 5 minutes later it's gone because you're just joining and leaving so quickly to donate gold. But thank you for that. I think you single-handedly took me from Capital Hall 5 to 9 in the last month,
and we're getting to 10 next week hopefully. So yeah, look forward to that.
Thanks. That'll be the tiny little bit of XP is going to get us to level 10, and we'll have another awesome Reddit event clan at some point.
Perfect. And Magic, do you have any shout outs?
You know, I guess Spencer, you know, for putting the data into graphs. Cause like I told him, I have data, but I don't like visualizing it. And he told me he likes visualizing data, but doesn't have as much data. So
Spencer makes awesome graphics too. Yeah, when you see like anything new that really comes out, if there's a lot of data behind it too, Spencer will probably make a graph or a chart, and it'll definitely hit the front page of Reddit if we don't pin it. And if you want to share this information with your clans and your own servers stuff, obviously it's really easy to just grab one of his graphics and toss it around. So
yeah, I know we were messing around with doing another one of those boost troop graphics, and I think he was working on that, so that should be cool.
Oh yeah, the percent of people who boost whatever super troop at a time, that was the original one. That was you too, right?
Yeah, you know, it's not a full sample of the whole game, but I mean, it is a decently large sample. So
I mean, like, we're talking millions, right?
No, that one's like 750,000, I think.
Oh, but only 750,000 sample size.
Well, I mean, compared to, you know, other things, but
all right, Magic. So the podcast that you're starting soon, right? It's going to be again,
it's recorded.
It's recorded. It's going to be going out soon. It's going to be on Spotify and Apple, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it will be. I will. If you need help, I'll help you. It is going to be called Clash King Talks, right?
Yeah.
All right, cool. So once you do get your first episode out, I will drop a, I will edit in the link to the show notes here, and we'll mention again on another episode too, and get you off to a good start. Welcome to the podcasting / community, man. It's been great getting to know you the last couple weeks. Thank you obviously joining us, but also thanks for answering all sorts of my dumb questions.
For sure.
Yeah, hopefully we can get a lot more cool stats out of you too. Again, thanks for joining us. Any parting words?
Nope.
All right, cool. That'll be it. Thanks again, everyone, and we will see you in 2 weeks.
See ya.